You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Tuesday, May the 29th, and it's Andy Holding here, taking a perusal over the 8-race programme at Garran Park this evening, set to be run on good to firm in places ground. As ever at this track, a really rich and varied card, plenty of runners, and we've got local trainer Dermot Weld represented in quite a few of the races here today, and he dominates the betting in some of them as well. So very much business as usual from the master of Rosewell, of course, is in cracking form at the moment. And he's got one of the main fancies in the opening race, the 4:45. He sends May Dean to post here, caught by Invincible Spirit, who was a strongly fancied favourite first time out at Tipperary. And for 9/10 of that race, he certainly looked like he was going to justify it. He went through the race like a good horse. He just got unstuck by track position and more predominantly the soft ground at the Tipperary venue that day. And he couldn't quite reel back Beckwith Place, who got the experience of several runs under his belt prior to that. But he certainly left the impression that he was the best horse in that race. They pulled well clear of the rest. He's a really nice colt. He's hard to assess from a speed figure perspective because he's only had the one run and they didn't go a great gallop that day. But he's certainly the nicest horse in this race going forward. The one who has got the time figures and the form on the board, in inverted commas, is Rapture's Delight from the Judge O'Brien stable, the yard in great form at the moment. And that fourth behind, one of Dermot Weld, Broad Street, certainly suggests that he's going to be competitive in a race of this nature. The second horse, Lucius Tiberius, won for the podcast, of course, at the Curragh on Sunday. It's just whether that this horse, who's by Invincible Spirit out of a staying mare, is going to be fully effective now, dropping back 3 furlongs to 7 furlongs. He certainly races as though at least a mile, mile and a quarter is very much his trip. So on this occasion, I'd probably have to go with Mayor Dean, because he looks as though he's got quite a bit of toe and a bit of quality about him.
Race 2.
On to the 5:15 then. Really competitive stuff here. And whatever happens, the fate of Mayor Dean in the first race, Dermot Weld's got a really good chance here of taking this prize with top weight Sorrel Dale Rose, who looks as though she's got so much in her favour that it will be disappointing if she doesn't oblige at the third time of asking this season. She ran really well first time out in the Irish Lincoln over a trip on ground that just stretched her stamina. She dropped back to 5.5 furlongs the last day. She got slightly outpaced before running on again, so it's quite clear that 7 furlongs is going to end up being her trip. She's a course and distance winner on softest ground here last year, and she doesn't look too badly handicapped in what she's done as a four-year-old compared to last season. The fly in the ointment, or the one I'd be most worried about if I was back in the favour, is this Gentle Jay of Harry Rogers'. Now, she's been in the wilderness for some time now, since she won those two races back-to-back towards the back end of 2016. But she has been knocking at the door, and it was an eye-catching run at Sligo the other day when she came from a long, long way behind to finish an ever nearer fourth behind one of William McCreary's mares. I just think that good ground and the combination of that with 7 furlongs is just a bit too short for nowadays. I think she needs a mile, but she's definitely running herself back into form. She's off a handy mark and she's one worth keeping an eye on for the future.
Race number 3.
On to the 5:45 then. Quite a complex affair. We've got Boxer Dunford, who's been in great form on the old weather, back on the turf. Don't worry about this horse being now back on the grass, because he's got a lovely action. I do think fast ground is very much in this five-year-old's favour. Norm comes out of a very good time figure race down in Cork the other day behind Dandy's Goal. I'm sure he'll go well from the Thomas Mullin stable. And Full Shilling as well was a good winner at Tipperary in a good time figure. And Gopsy's Daughter, who was second, ran well the other day out of that race at the Curragh. But the one I'm drawn to here like a moth to a light bulb is this Admiralty. Now, I followed this horse over a bit of a cliff last year, and he was a bit of a disappointing favourite on so many occasions. Disappointing in the sense that he just couldn't quite get the job done. He finished second on a couple of times, and that run behind Inscribe over this course back in October, if he could repeat that level of form here, I think he'd nearly win this race quite comfortably off a mark of 62. He raced over 5 furlongs the other day at the Curragh, and that was never, ever going to be his trip. He's back up to 7 furlongs. I think this good ground will actually suit him. Even though he's got soft ground form, I actually think he's been crying out for some nice ground. He's been rather getting bogged down, and his turn of foot has been blunted by the heavy conditions. And hopefully tonight, with a nice draw, Johnny Murta's 4-year-old, who is a lovely-looking horse, can finally deliver the goods at the 10th time of asking. So he's a little bit of a pot shot, but I do like the horse Admiralty, and I'm not going to totally give up on him yet. So he's the choice in the 5:45.
Race 4.
On to the 6:15, wide open 7 furlong handicap. I'll probably take a chance with David Marnane's cracking name, filly by favourite's name, who's just won the one race. That came last year at Tipperary, but I thought she ran really well in what I think could turn out to be a bit of a money spinning race down in Cork the other day. Now, Namu finished second, runs in the previous race, and although I've overlooked Thomas Muller's in charge, there are reasons, valid reasons, why I've done that. But I do think Norm will go well in the previous race, and I do think hopefully Cracking Name's form will be boosted, because she ran quite strongly in that race on the 18th of May, doing all her best work at the finish. The blinkers were on that occasion, are on again today. Nicely drawn. I'm hoping that certainly Cracking Name, odds around about 6-1 this morning, can justify each way support there in that 7 furlong handicap.
Race 5.
On to the big race of the night then. It's a listed race for the fillies and the mares. Bella Estrella is bound to be a popular choice, of course, representing the master of Rosewell, Dermot Weld here. 2 wins from 2 runs last year, and quite impressive as well on the last run. She certainly deserves respect. But I'm quite keen here on Clear Skies from the Aidan O'Brien Stable. Now, this horse was sent off favourite for the Winter Derby, if you remember, only to disappoint, but I think she's been back in full swing on her last 2 runs. The heavy ground did for her at Cork, there's no doubt about that. And once again, the soft, heavy underfoot conditions didn't play into her strength last time at the Curragh, but she travelled supremely strongly in that race, eventually won by Baby. And she fought out a good duel to just come out of it third best behind Jaeger, who was well fancied. She went all the way to the line this time. And I think this better surface tonight is going to play really strongly into the strength of this mare by Sue the Staff. She's got lovely action, a lovely way of going, because I high cruising speed, and today's good ground should be absolutely ideal for this in-form mare. So Clear Skies, quite a confident choice there in the big race tonight at the 6:45.
Race number 6.
On to the 7:15, back onto the really competitive stuff here. And this handicap is certainly not for the faint-hearted. So I'm going to stick and play with the straight bat here and go with Joseph O'Brien's Rockfish, who was in good form over the winter months on the Dundalk scene. He managed to win a couple of starts ago at that track pretty comfortably in the end. And I thought he was really full value for his victory the other day down in Cork, but he quickened up quite nicely down the outside. Yes, he might have been running on the favoured part of the track, but he showed quite a good turn of foot for the strength of grade. And I don't think this race is much more difficult. Basically, he's running against the same pile of opponents, the likes of a few Bob Short, Pack Army, and one or two others that were well beaten on that occasion. So the yard's in great form. This horse is in good heart, and there's no real reason to desert this gelding by Fast Company while he's in such good form. So Rockfish is the choice there in the 7:15.
Race 7.
On to the 7:45, quite a wide open maiden here. We've got an unraced filly of Jim Bulger, who's one of the favourites here at Park Bloom. So no doubt we need to keep an eye on her in the market. And Aidan O'Brien sends one to post as well. But I didn't think much of that race the other day down in Cork when it was won by Flattering, and that's got beat since. So I'm going to go with Bitter Banter here from the informed Jessica Harrington stable. If all 8 runners go to post, I do think 6-1 with William Hill top price this morning is a massive each way price. She ran really well in a good Leopardstown maiden towards the back end, which has thrown up several winners. And including Al Gabrava as well, who's won since and ran well in the Irish 1000 Guineas. And that race of the day down in Navan on her seasonal reappearance is also beginning to work out well. I do think the winner's a smart animal, Broad Street. And the second, Lucius Tiberius, won the other day. Rapture's Delight runs out of it in that opening maiden at Garen, so we get a good chance to take a look at the form. And this horse, who took a keen hold and raced prominently, just got a little bit tired late on off the back of that long layoff. Hopefully she'll strip fitter. Like I say, she's from an informed stable, and she does look as though she'll run a race. Around about 6-1, a bit of banter is the each-way choice there.
final race.
On to the final race, and several of these come here in reasonably good form on under both codes. Dixie Highway ran a good time figure down in Tipperary the other day when fending off a big field, and I do think he'll go well on track and ground that will suit. But the one I'm drawn to here is this Aromo from the Carl Thornton stable. He ran quite well behind Dixie Highway when they were second and third respectively behind Schoolboy Era at Dundalk on the 18th of April. And then he backed that up with a really good effort down in Down Royal the other day. He looked the most likely winner when he jumped the last hurdle, only to get run out of it by the strong finishing Zag and Zig. But you put those two runs now back to back, and this five-year-old has been hitherto quite disappointing up to that point. He's obviously piecing together a good series of performances. The tongue tie, which seems to be working the Oracle in recent times, is on again. And if you can run to that level like he did over hurdles the other day, off a mark of 52, I'd certainly expect a Romo to go really well there in the concluding handicap. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow evening when we're going to be taking a look at the second day of the two-day May fixture at Garran Park, beginning at 5:55. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.